been struggling to light his cigar at the moment is Del Shannon.
We can't quite get it. Hello, Keith. How are you?
Oh, very well, thank you. And how are you?
Oh, wonderful. It's great to be back again. I've only been here about 12 or 20-some hours, something.
Yes, and this must be your what visit?
About the fifth.
Fifth. And what's the idea of the coming here?
Well, we came over to do some TV and radio, and just to let people know we didn't forget about good old England. And I understand that my record is now 29 or something in the charts, and I'm very happy about this. I didn't know this before we came over, neither.
Yeah.
We just thought, well, we'd come over with and say hello to everyone.
Rumor has it that you're almost a Texan now, isn't it?
Oh, Texas. Well, the thing is that I'm not from Texas, but I am, and I did go into an oil well, and it did strike. I don't even think my manager knows about this, who's sitting out there. And he probably would have advised me not to
stop fiddling with the lighter.
I'm trying to get a light. But I did strike oil, and it's good for about 20 to 50 years at a fairly good sum of money each month.
Yeah.
But of course, I'm not going to stop in the record, but that's just a little sideline I have.
Of course, you write a lot of your own songs, don't you, Randall?
Yes. I just wrote one, Keep Searching, which is on the charts now at 29 or something like that, and I'm very happy for that. And I did write Peter and Gordon's latest hit in the States. It's going just crazy over there. Go to Pieces. I wrote this thing for an artist of mine in the States, and I met Peter and Gordon, and it didn't come off really that great with my own artist. I go scratching and everything. And anyway, Peter and Gordon heard the tune, and they said, "Gee, we really like the tune." So I rewrote it kind of in their style. And,
yes.
Now it's a big hit in the States for them. In Australia, I think it's 10 the first week on the charts, so it's doing very well. And I'm very proud of this fact, because this is the first artist I've ever written for. I don't write that much, because I usually spend most of my time writing for myself, and but I welcome any tunes written by anyone out there. Just send them in, because
yes.
You never know, you know.
Well, strange though it may seem, I do have some under my arm.
Good, I will listen to them.
Why is it, do you think, that you haven't had a hit in this country for some time?
Well, I think the reason is because I was in a different direction, and in the States it did well, you know, like the Handyman beat, and it was a chomp, chomp, chomp. And then Do You Want to Dance was fairly well. Then I understood that after I cut Do You Want to Dance, I heard that Cliff Richards had it out here, which probably didn't coincide too well. But I was going in a little different direction with a different beat. But now this Keep Searching, I think, is right back where I was before, and I think the kids over here are loving it. And I think everything is it's going to go great with it. In the States, it's top 10 already, so I'm very happy for that.
And we can do nothing better than to hear your latest hit. So it's very many thanks to Del Shannon for joining us on Radio Caroline.